This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Mark Dice is here. I got more calls, Dustin and Joe and BC and Jim and Patrick. I apologize, I haven't gotten to you yet. I need to get to your calls. We also have another guest host coming up who does a great job, Anthony Cumia. In closing here, Mark, we're back and forth. We're ranting about this. I just hope listeners and myself don't miss the fact that history is happening. The elite is collapsing. Nationalist movements are exploding. The rediscovery of humanity, normal human culture is here. They've tried to jam that, attack that, but people are organically going back to it. Kind of like bugs you spray with pesticides, some become immune. I mean, this is an exciting time to be alive. I mean, again, what more do you want to say? What else do you see coming in the future?
No, this is finally restoring the republic. This is what we've been fighting for 20 years, me for 12 years. We've had a tremendous victory. It's exciting to see we're taking back the country, we're taking back the culture, and this small minority, this very loud, active, and well-funded minority of social justice warriors are absolutely scrambling now because they're losing control, and every attack that they try to make against us now just blows up in their face. We have the President of the United States calling out major news networks as fake news, the very label that they had literally coined in order to try to demonize.
And then they're retreating. They're retreating, saying, don't use it. Too late. Too late.
They're admitting that it had backfired. Washington Post, which literally coined the term, is admitting, and Slate and all these other liberals are admitting that it's backfired. And when the President of the United States is now calling the very creators of this term, the name that they use to try to demonize and shut down the rising alternative independent media, you know that they have a serious problem. And you can look at their numbers. Their Twitter followers are fake. You can look at the likes. You can buy likes and retweets as well. But look at the engagement. Nobody's watching these people. Nobody cares.
Oh, they're dead. And big corporations are desperate. Okay, the old lies didn't work. Triple the lies. But now we're seeing liberal brainwashing collapsing on YouTube and Facebook. Their resistance is collapsing. I think that's why the censorship's intensified, trying to bolster their own troops. But it's like Hitler at the Battle of the Bulge. He's only slowing down his final defeat.
You know, the liberals are sort of like Hillary got left at the altar at the wedding, and all the guests arrived. The reception tables were set. The meals were cooked and ready to serve. And then all of a sudden, Hillary got left at the altar.
Exactly.
So they're still real heartbroken. They're upset, and they keep getting this false sense of hope with a recount. We're going to get a recount. No, you're not. We're going to have the Electoral College shut them down. No. And then they just keep getting more and more desperate, like Rosie O'Donnell.
And now the Intelligence Committee came out and said, okay, they were spying on Trump.
Yeah, it's insane. And you know, to say that there's not a shadow government working against him is absurd. And
he can't even get his pictures hung up at the VA.
Yeah, the fact that they're so viciously against him goes to show that they're getting desperate because, like,
does that not certify Trump as pure gold? That the whole globalist enemy, from the communist Chinese, the Islamists, they're all just crapping themselves. This is delicious irony.
This is great. You know, I think this is the reprieve of Nineveh, man. This was the hand of God stopping the final destruction of this country. We were right at the edge. I mean, we were this close to the point of.
And by the way, I prayed about this, and I know, and I've studied history and the Bible. God didn't do this because of us. Our ancestors were so good, and that because of their work, we've been given this final reprieve. If we don't take this, we'll be destroyed. Go ahead.
A lot of people fell asleep at the wheel and just sort of let things go and got lost in an entertainment wasteland. But this is the great awakening now. And not only is it reflective in the audience that you have and that I have, but it's also showing with the youth. Because I'm telling you, last year, really 6 months, I mean, I've seen so many young college kids, millennials, popping up on YouTube and getting involved.
And that's what scares them.
We're seeing a whole new crop of millennial commentators now on Fox News, writers for The Hill. That article that you read about Bow Wow on The Hill that's linked up on Drudge Report, that was written by a millennial.
That's right. Stay there. I'm going to say bye during the break. I'm coming up.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Hey, we have the Anthony Cumia liners. Even if I'm like running into his show, we need to run Anthony Cumia live from New York or Florida, wherever he's at today, joining us with his great media organization. We're going to tell you about the great work he's doing. I just want to spend a few minutes with him because I want to pick his brain about what's happening. Let's cue that clip up. John McCain says that Rand Paul works for Vladimir Putin. I thought he worked for Santa Claus, but we'll go to that in a moment. And you've got all these great job numbers coming in. You've got the best small business startup since 1984, peak of the Reagan recovery. You've got the whole world just rushing into the U.S. now that we're open for business. All this happening. And you've got Snoop Dogg saying kill the president, his nephew saying kidnap his wife, put her in sex slavery. You've got just the, that intro liner. I've been airing those type of liners for 20 years. Deep behind enemy lines, FEMA Region 6, under globalism. You know, America's being taken over by multinationals. And as I say, if Trump succeeds, I won't run those promos anymore intro saying deep behind enemy lines, FEMA Region 6. But, I mean, I'm in a U.N. stronghold, a model U.N. city, where they have all this social engineering and high taxes, just like New York or San Francisco, and they admit they're doing it to screw the little guy. And then the VA, not just in Florida, we're learning all over the country, won't hang up Trump pictures. They won't hang them up in federal buildings. There's a total revolt of all these lazy jerks. And then the federal judges, again, connected to the Ninth Circuit, they come out and say, oh, we're just ignoring the travel ban from countries that don't even have passports or airfields at work. Just random people from basically barbarian hellholes. Barbarians saying something, actually. They live better than folks in these countries. I feel sorry for these folks, but they can't just come here. And so there's just this open revolt by the shadow state that just thinks it owns everything. The good news is everything they do turns to crap. Everything they do blows up in their face. But they don't care. They're just moving forward. So what happens when the immovable object runs into the unstoppable force? I think that was a C.S. Lewis book, Unstoppable Force. I read that like 20 years ago or more than that. God, I'm getting old. Maybe I was like 12 years old. You know, 30 years ago. God almighty, longer than that. So here we are. What's going to happen? Because you got everybody saying kill the president, even newspapers say, are you allowed to say that now? They're organ, and it's a bunch of wimps. Well, you got the biggest armed force in history, 100 plus million armed gun owners, 50 plus million veterans, a lot of military age who don't want trouble but are done. And then Snoop says, kill the president, shoot cops in a video, brags about it and tweets, says, yeah, you ought to die. His little punk Bow Wow comes out and says, ah, shut up. Don't criticize my uncle, or I'll kidnap your wife, put her in a gang rape facility like the Muslims do. That's what he says. And he's bitching like, how dare the president say something back when my uncle says he wants to kill you? How dare you? You're supposed to just roll over and let us kill you. Now, Bow Wow has deleted that. So Anthony Cumia joins us. Anthony, I'm going to let you take over. I apologize for jumping into your show. Of course, it's a compoundmedia.com, the Cumia show, C-U-M-I-A show on Twitter. While we're still there, we've been strangled back 90% the last month on Facebook, Google, Twitter, you name it. It's okay. The listeners are coming to us. Our numbers have gone up here, but you've been fired off everywhere for, you know, being a conservative or a libertarian or just a common sense guy. And, you know, you have the top show on XM, and we had a huge show on XM for like 8 years, and they said, oh, sorry, we're 100-plus hosts are being kicked off 2 years ago because Obama wants you off. They would tell you, are you going to back off Obama or you're going to be off the air? And we're supposed to just roll over like the Soviet Union. Oh, you know, we're popular. We're just telling the truth. Mom and apple pie here. Just kick us off the air. The problem is the people now are awake. They know what's going on. They're coming to us. So where do you see this whole fight going? No more banner. I'm going to turn it over to you, Anthony Cumia. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Alex. I love this. I was getting all pumped up listening to Alex and Mr. Dice there. It's just amazing. I feel like re-energized. We've wanted something like this for so long. We've been sitting around under at least the 8 years of Obama, and even before that, feeling powerless, just feeling so powerless, nothing we could possibly
do. And we didn't say kill anybody when Obama was doing bad stuff. Imagine if you or I said kill Obama. It'd be in 500 newspapers or more tomorrow. We'd be arrested.
The double standard is unbelievable with the left. That little punk Bow Wow, talks about prostituting, sending the first lady, putting her out on the street. And I was saying on Twitter, I was like, can you imagine if a country artist who, you know, because they deem country artists as horrid racists anyway, a country artist would have said the same thing about Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. They would have been shunned from society. Never mind just reprimanded or forced to apologize. They would have been removed from society, never to be heard from again. But that stuff just wasn't happening. People tried to equate it with Ted Nugent, who used to speak actually quite accurately about Barack Obama. But people saw that as being horrible and racist and terrible. Well, the guy, after that, pretty much has to live on his own compound in the middle of nowhere and play guitar for his fans on Periscope. He has been shunned. Oh, what about Ted Nugent? He said some things. Yeah, and look where he is. He had shows canceled, sponsors that canceled on him. Believe me, Ted Nugent is an outcast of society because of his political views.
But because of him and other people's courage, and you got fired too, we're here. We kicked their ass. But a lot of people, including myself, we lost $5 million just last month. 3.3 last year. It was scheduled to make $5 plus million this year. Google just said, you can't run ads for frickin' multivitamins. I mean, I go make money outside of here. I could just be cold-blooded business guy and make 10 times the money. I'm not stupid. And it's just crazy. I take money from outside to fund the truth, and then they cut that off.
Yeah, yeah. They don't want, they're going to great lengths. As you were explaining before, the desperation is palpable. It's amazing how desperate the left and globalists and corporations have gotten at this point, because they see, uh-oh, they've cracked the surface. They got a guy in there now who's not one of the regular players. We are in trouble. That's their desperation.
And other ones are getting elected everywhere.
Yes, and the usual suspects, the boys club that have been in charge for so long, are freaking out.
And by the way, I'm going to leave here because I don't want to take over, but I'm just going to say this metaphysically, historically, from my gut, everything I've got. If everybody just keeps pushing forward and taking action and working hard and being good and being classy, but also speaking up and not being intimidated, we're going to win. Just like against the British, in my very gut, it's going to be a hard fight. We're going to win this in the next few years. We're going to break the will of this monopoly, these corporations that are monopoly, that are anti-free market. Things won't be some utopia. We're not offering that. But instead of this big screw job, anti-prosperity, anti-family, anti-private property, anti-man and woman, this whole fake corporate pipe dream, globalism, like Peter Thiel has said, is gone. It's over. They're already dead. They're just in a rearguard action buying, you know, redoubts in Tasmania and Kauai. They admit they're done. They just hope they can try to reorganize something in some vengeance deal. They're losers. And when I say that, it's from the perspective of a winner who the enemy even credits our operation, Drudge, you, everybody, as the reason this happened. We're just the messengers that don't want to be slaves. I don't care about power, anything. I want to be independent. I take it very fundamentally, personally, that people want to make me their slave and my family. So they want to fight. They've got an information war. They want to start a civil war. We're not pushing that. Believe me, guys, a physical fight's much easier against you guys. I don't want that. But let me tell you, we're going to win one way or another. I feel that in my gut. We're going to skip this break so you have more time. But take over Anthony Cumia of CompoundMedia.com. Everybody should support the great work you're doing with yourself, Gavin McGinnis, the other guys, rock stars. You know, you're kind of like me, more people 30 and older. But I got to tell you, Gavin, your other crew at high school, softball games I go to. Oh, I saw you once on Compound Media, rock stars with the young kids. That's the coveted demographic for folks that don't know that everybody wants, forming those minds early. We're not forming minds. They've been having their minds formed. They want the open, free society, their genetics, their guts, their spirit gets it. So, Anthony, tell me where you think this is going. Take over.
Great. Thanks, Alex. It's one of these situations where we just want the people to be in charge again. The people have not been in charge for so long. We almost forgot what it was like. And when you see people being exposed, all those professional politicians that have just been working a goof on us for so long, just a scam, getting money, favors, all these things that added up to us being slaves. We really have just been slaves to their whim and will. And it's great to be able to have these platforms to expose these crooks and criminals for what they are. And I couldn't be happier that it's actually working. We've gotten through. People are listening, which is amazing. I love it. I love that they can no longer go on network news and just blather on with complete dishonesty and have people believe it, because that's all they had. That's all they had to listen to was network news and cable news outlets that have been exposed as the liars that they are, manipulators that they are with their own agendas. And what's so bad about wanting to have the people in charge again and have the people free to pursue what they want in this great country that has so many opportunities, yet the government itself has over the years just cut back on allowing the people to be a free nation and want to excel and do things. And you see it happening now. You really do. You start seeing it happening where businesses are coming back. People are they're excited. The market's going up because it's not this fake bubble. People are excited that business is coming back. People have confidence in this country again, that things are going to be made in this country, that we're going to be a strong nation and competitive with the rest of the world once again, not bowing and apologizing wherever we go around the globe for what they see as past atrocities that we must just be so sorry for forever. Those are the kinds of things I'm enjoying seeing coming out of this new media. And it's refreshing. It really is. Talking again about quickly about Bow Wow and Snoop. I mean, there were people that were upset that Bow Wow said that about the First Lady, and Snoop portrays a Donald Trump clown in one of his videos and he shoots him. Yeah. And it's horrible. And people were upset about it. Even some people in that community, the rap community, were upset about it. But here's what I don't understand. All Trump has done, Trump is called a racist constantly. All he ever said about minorities in this country is that they should have the opportunities that everyone else has in this country. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? Isn't it terrible that the Democrats for years and years and years, for generations, have kept minorities in this country on a per diem through welfare that keeps them in poverty, just keeps them cycle of poverty over and over again, which creates the cycle of violence and drug abuse and out of wedlock children. It's just this thing that continues to happen generation after generation with no one addressing it. The Democrats only want their votes. That's it. But the racist Donald Trump is saying, look, we can do so much better. We can make these inner cities safe again through real law enforcement. We can give opportunity to people by bringing in more jobs, more industry that has been taken out of this country, and actually give people what this country was about, the opportunity to be successful. The life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Again, it's never a guarantee. That's the amazing thing about this country. It's not a guarantee, but you can increase your odds of being successful by having those opportunities available for you, working hard, being innovative, educating yourself. All these things add to your chances that what this country is about will lead to you being a successful person in this country and leading a nice life and having something for the next generation that comes out. That's all he ever said about minorities in this country. Yet it's looked at and talked about like he is a horrible racist. I don't even know how you interpret that into something other than wonderful. For people that have been in this cycle of poverty for so long. And when you go on social media and you read some of these tweets that come out of Black Twitter, which is actually a thing. It's an amazing part of Twitter where you just read what people in the Black community are saying. And the hatred for Donald Trump and the calls for his assassination and just without even any thought behind some of these tweets that maybe the Secret Service might knock on your door, is astounding to me. When all he's saying is we can do much better than just ignoring the problem and hoping every 2 or 4 years these same people go out and vote for the Democrats on the ticket. Because that's all they see minorities as. It's really the crux of everything they do is to get votes, welfare, this illegal immigration into this country. It's all about control and them staying in power. And whoops, it just didn't work last time, did it? They were so sure it was going to work again for them, and they would have another at least 4, maybe 8 year run under Queen Clinton. And it didn't work out. And they were none too pleased about that. Like I said, I don't understand where that comes from, where that mindset of Trump is a bad guy for saying everybody should have the opportunity to share in the wonder that is the United States of America. Also, the travel ban that he wants to put in place. At every turn, just being knocked down, at every turn, he is not allowed to be the president of the United States because these judges that were appointed by Obama and other Democrats will not let him do his job as president of the United States. His job, first and foremost, the protection of this country and its people. And that is what these executive orders have been, protecting this nation against terrorists that come into this country in all kinds of ways. But how about we check out where they're coming from, especially when they're coming in from nations that are known terrorist havens? Well, that can't be done. Judges have smacked it down now twice. He had another executive order drawn up with different language, and it doesn't matter at this point. It does not matter what he does, what language he puts it in. There will be judges that well overreach their powers and strike him down, like we have in Hawaii. What a coincidence that is, huh? Obama's home state, Hawaii, and he just decides he's going to be the one that puts the kibosh on another executive order. Obama makes surprise visit to Hawaii 48 hours before the judge blocks Trump's travel ban. How insane is that? If anyone doesn't think, now, you know, I'm maybe the last one to sound conspiratorial, but I mean, how many things have to happen before you know this relatively young man? He's one of the youngest presidents that we've had. He's obviously one of the youngest ex-presidents we've had. He's not just going to fade into the woodwork and retire somewhere. This guy loves power. He loves that he had this ability to rule, and he's not going away. He's not going away. What he's doing is ruling from behind. He's got a lot of buffers in place, and he wants to keep Donald Trump from succeeding in ripping down his legacy, a legacy that has done nothing but harm this country and what we're supposed to be embarrassed for being Americans. We're supposed to enter the global community and not be exceptional. Exceptionalism is such a bad word. We are exceptional. This country is amazing. People come here all the time when they need things and they want to get things done. They come here to America. And Obama, for 8 years, was trying to make the United States just another nation on the globe. We're no more special than anyone else. Well, we are. And Trump being in there is showing this. And what are we supposed to do? Just ignore the fact that he's still pulling strings, that Obama is still pulling these strings on people. And he's ruling. He's ruling from behind. The dark shadow government, as they call it. And I don't know. I think it is a little odd that he went there 48 hours before the judge makes this decision to block Trump's travel ban. Oh, it's a Muslim ban. What? Aren't Muslims allowed in from every other country except the 6 on the list? If a Christian in one of those countries wants to come here, he can't either. So how is it possibly a Muslim ban? And haven't we bombed some of those countries? Does it mean we're just bombing them because they're Muslim? Wouldn't that be the same exact thing? Oh, we bomb Muslims. Was Obama bombing Muslims for all those years? I guess he was. That seems to be exactly what they believe, that if anything happens in those countries, it's because they're Muslim. That's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. Things are changing. We're seeing it. I love it. We'll be back in a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. Infowars.com. I'm Anthony
Cumia. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Is almost sold out at InfoWarsLife.com. The new InfoWars Life MycoZX Fungus and Yeast Cleanser has almost completely sold out at InfoWarsLife.com. As a result, we've been forced to remove our introductory discount and raise MycoZX back to full price. Sorry, it happens. You could still help support InfoWars and get the latest, the last remaining supply of MycoZX at full price before we sell out. Or you can 10% off when you sign up for auto ship at InfoWarsLife.com. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and wild-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out, and get 10% off when you choose auto ship. Yes. Welcome. Welcome back. Infowars.com. I'm Anthony Cumia here at the Compound Media Facility in New York. Oh, unfortunately. I envy the people down in Texas. And they feel like they're, you know, under a dictatorship a lot of times. But, man, when you're in New York, it is just a disaster of liberalism. They had, what's her name, Gilda Brand, that senator we have here in New York, given the commandant of the Marines, the old what have you, given him a load of garbage because of this sex photo, I guess nude photos of some of the Marine women, or at least one of them. I don't even know how many. These pictures were given to a Marine by her when they were boyfriend and girlfriend. And when they broke up, the guy decided to post them in public. This has been happening since the internet. I mean, it's nothing new. But again, they make it sound like it's running rampant, that this this whole thing's running rampant in the Marines, when it's actually an isolated incident. But the commandant of the Marines had to sit there and listen to Gilda Brand just lay into him about how the Marine Corps has to change, the ideology has to change, and I just don't understand it. We need the Marines to be these aggressive, over-the-top, trained killers. It might sound crazy in 2017, but that's their job. Their job is to be ready to defend this nation and kill people. That whole attitude that they pump these Marines up with is not conducive to having young ladies thrown in there and think they're going to be treated in a gentlemanly fashion. Sorry. Sexuality is hardwired into us as human beings. And if you think that can change with sensitivity training, you're sorely mistaken. These are very aggressive young men. They're trained that way. They need to be trained that way. So good luck in finding Marines that will be killers and gentlemen at the same time. It just doesn't happen that way. But to see the commandant of the Marines getting bitched out, as it were, by a couple of these women senators, feminists and whatnot, it was just it hurt. It hurt a bit. Look at this guy. Do you think this guy, this general wants to be yelled at by a senator woman? Hell no. He doesn't. But he had to sit there and apologize. It was dreadful to watch, and I felt for him. Other things that are happening in this wonderful world, I guess people are mad now because the National Endowment for the Arts won't be getting the funding it was getting for years and years and years. Trump wants to cut that. He's got better things to pay for. What do you think? He's got the wall that'd be paid for before he goes in and grabs it from Mexico. But, you know, you got to pay for it somehow at the start. And the military going to get a few billion dollars. So we need some money. And I don't think the National Endowment for the Arts should be a federally funded operation because of things like, remember Piss Christ it was called? It was a crucifix in a jar of urine. That was art, and the National Endowment for the Arts loved that one. And how about there was elephant crap was used to create a picture of the Virgin Mary. Also, this was more of the artwork that we taxpayers had to fund. And yeah, I think we could do without it. If you want to show your art, if you want to support the arts, that's fine. But I don't think taxpayers should be forced to anymore. What else? Sesame Street. Isn't that a popular show? It's popular, you know, supported. I watch public television. They go, oh, and this was supported by, and there are other groups. They don't need to be federally funded. Mm-mm. And for how they're indoctrinating children on Sesame Street, I don't want to sound too crazy, but they got an agenda over there, and they're teaching the kids quite the liberal ideology. Rachel Maddow, I gotta mention this. Oh my dear Lord, what were they thinking over there at MSNBC? They've been talking Trump's taxes for, my God, the second he announced his candidacy, they wanted to see his taxes. Well, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC got a hold of Trump's 2005 tax return, and let me tell you, scandalous. It appears he made a lot of money and paid a lot of taxes. That seems to be what the big exclusive was. She sat there like an idiot trying to twist this thing around and make it a negative on Donald Trump. And even Stephen Colbert mocked Rachel Maddow. Now, Colbert and his show is one of the most, just liberal drivel, constantly bashing Trump. He seems to be doing better these days doing that, so he's not going to stop anytime soon. But even he and the liberals can't defend Rachel Maddow talking about Trump's tax return and just exposing that he did indeed pay at a much higher rate than many of her heroes, including the Obamas and Bernie Sanders. He paid a higher tax rate, paid millions and millions of dollars in taxes, and made a lot of money, too. So it dispelled two things, that he's a failure as a businessman and that he didn't pay his taxes. And if he did indeed leak these, he's more brilliant than we ever could have imagined, than we ever could have imagined. Because they fell for it. They took it hook, line, and sinker. Trump 05 tax return was sterling because Melania needed citizenship. The attempts they're making at trying to find something bad that he did is astounding. And she wound up looking very foolish. What were they thinking when they got the tax form and looked at it and knew they had nothing? Well, like, what were they thinking then? Go on anyway? Were they hallucinating because they had heard that there must be something bad in it? So they thought if they just go on the air, something will appear? I don't know. But I'm very glad she looked very foolish. Rachel Maddow. The other thing I wanted to talk about was, yeah, there she is. Fail. That's what they're doing. They're just calling it a giant fail. Another thing, the CIA and our gadgetry around our houses. This is another thing that intrigues me. Did you know that all of your electronics aren't self-contained? When you talk on your phone, when you send a Siri an inquiry, it goes somewhere. And then it comes back to your phone. And that's that. You've put your voice and your ideas and everything in a cloud server that is to be used by anybody. And it appears the CIA is very interested in what people are talking about. If you have a Samsung smart TV, it can be off in your house and people can still monitor what you're talking about in your own home. A lot of people would say, well, I'm not doing anything bad. What does it matter? I'm not saying anything the CIA would worry about. Well, think of this scenario. Think of what you say in the privacy of your own home. I bet there are certain times you might say something that could be deemed very offensive, maybe. If that then becomes a recording, what if you're running for public office in years from now or and a tape comes out of you saying something horrible? Well, Oh, it couldn't happen? Oh, boy. That's power right there. Having something to blackmail somebody with. So, I don't know. It's a strange thing. All of these gadgets have always been presented to us to be conveniences. A TV you can talk to, and it changes the channels and goes to various other ways of watching programming. Yeah, I'll put that in my house. If the CIA knocked on your door, said, "Hi, we'd like to put a bug in your house," wouldn't you chase them away? If like the 50s and 60s movies, a floating orb around your city was peering in your window at night with a stamp of the government on it, you'd be a little upset, wouldn't you? But it's a TV you can talk to. We've always wanted cool stuff like that, haven't we? So you hang it right up on your wall and you just put your own bug in your own house. That's how all of this stuff is given to us. Leave the house without your phone. You freak out. You lose your mind because you're not connected anymore. Well, you're walking around with, remember they used to say that the government was going to put chips in everybody, tracking devices, and you'd have cameras constantly watching you and recording what you say. Watch what you say. Well, again, if anybody asked you and said they wanted to do that, you'd lose your mind and say no. We voluntarily have picked up tracking devices, and we actually lose our minds and freak out when we don't have them on us. It's really brilliant if this was the plan, and I think it was. I don't know who, where, what, but man, make them want to carry the tracking device. Make them want to bug their house. Cars are becoming more autonomous, and they communicate with the internet, and they know where you're going. Yeah, we'd like to know exactly where you go every day. Yeah, screw you. I'm not going to do it. All right. Hey, check this car out. It's got GPS and navigation and everything. Oh, great. It's convenient. Yes, it is. Happy driving. And you're now being tracked. It will always come as doing you a favor, as making your life easier. That's how these things enter our lives. And these gadgets that run our houses now, turn on and off lights. It sounds so innocent and simple. Remember the clapper? You could talk all day to your clapper. It wasn't going to rat you out. But now you got these devices running your house like the Amazon Alexa and whatnot. And you say, "Alexa, turn on kitchen lights." And it does it. And it'll tell you things and tell you the weather and everything. And it's listening to everything you say. And keeping a record of comings and goings at your house and what you've been saying, who you talk to. It really is amazing. I have one of these devices in my house. It's been unplugged for quite a while, but just the other day, because it was in the news, I decided to plug it in and just see what happens. It just starts up out of nowhere sometimes. The blue ring on top lights up, and it just says, "I cannot answer that question." And I said nothing. I think it's talking to the TV sometimes, which is really frightening if you think about the TV says something, and then a machine on the table is talking back to it in my own house. This is a vision of the future I don't think we ever imagined. We imagined flying cars and wristwatch televisions, but we never imagined we'd have devices chit-chatting with each other, gathering up our information, and shipping it off out of our house to places unknown. I don't know where my inquiries go. They go to some place called the cloud. They go to a server that we don't even know what it is, where it is, who has access to it. But we freely do this. And I think we should be more concerned. But as humans, we just like conveniences. So like I was saying just before, if it was a planned thing to get us to want to be monitored, it's one of the most brilliant moves in human history. They've gotten almost everything they wanted as far as monitoring the general public and bugging them and putting them on camera constantly. And we wanted it. We screamed for it. We save up for it. We go into debt to bug our own houses. astounding. It really is. Do I sound panicky sometimes with this? Maybe. But these things are being used against people. Easy Pass is a prime example. One of the very early things we put in our lives to make it more convenient. Who wants to wait at a toll booth line? Who wants to get change from somebody? I can whiz right through. It's convenient. And then there you are in court explaining why you went through that toll booth at that time, and your wife is mad at you, and your divorce lawyer is mad, and it's always presented as a convenience. Anthony Cumia in for Infowars.com. We'll come back, right? Coming back again? Yeah. We'll be right back in a couple of moments. Don't you go anywhere.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Limited time flash special. Get super male vitality for 30% off at InfowarsLife.com to help you support the broadcast and get great products. We're giving you 30% off on all super male vitality at InfowarsLife.com for a limited time. Super Male Vitality is a game-changing formula. It's received thousands of five-star reviews from listeners who've been blown away by the effects. With over 2,300 authentic reviews approved by our third-party review site, Super Male Vitality now sits at an unprecedented 4.5-star average. A lot better than Amy Schumer's special, that's for sure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com, read the reviews for yourself, and see what Super Male Vitality has done for other listeners. This flash special is what I call a 360 win. That's what I call it, by the way. Help support InfoWars and get great products for low prices. Super Male Vitality, 30% off at InfoWarsLife.com for a limited time. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Hi, people. We'll finish up today with, I guess, a sign of the impending apocalypse. Detroit mother and son share transitional journey to father and daughter. Yes, you heard right. A mother and son are transitioning to a father and daughter. Now, who am I to say what you do? I don't care. I really don't care. But this is looked at as like a great heroic thing instead of the freak show, which it should be looked at as. I guess the mom, the son, I don't even know what to call it. I don't even know how to present this. Back in September 2015, the story of 15-year-old Corey Mason, decision to become a female went viral through a video showing mom Erica's support for the teen to get hormone treatment at 15, because that's what you want to do. You want to make that life decision at 15 years old or younger sometimes. I've heard people 6, 7 years old, their parents are like, yeah, he wants to be a girl. Yeah, yeah. You can make a life decision at 6. If I made a life decision at 6, I would be a dinosaur, because I think I wanted to be a dinosaur. That's the kind of goofy decisions 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds make. But then the mother decides she wanted to become a father. She used to wish for cancer so that she would have to get a mastectomy. How insane and mentally damaged is this person? The only regret I have is not being educated sooner about what transgenderism was, and so I could do it sooner, she added. Sometimes our children lead the way. Corey, 14, socially transitioned from boy to girl the past few years. She gave her mom, Eric, see what they did there? Erica, or Eric, the courage to begin our own transition from female to male. They are moving in opposite directions, but towards their true self. See, this has to be presented for what it is. This is the whole everything is fine liberal ideology. And again, I don't care what you do. It's your life. Have fun with it. But the fact that it's looked at as courageous and honest heroics and courage these days are looked at horribly as some form of male chauvinism or misogyny. But this is courageous. Thanks for joining me. Anthony Cumia in for InfoWars.com. See me on Compound Media. Thanks, everybody.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.